Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the epitome of a jazz cat that knows it's never too late to do what you love. That was Canadian trumpet man Al Muirhead with the cut off his latest 2017 album Northern Adventures. With the tune Nice Work If You Can Get It, and he sure has gotten it. Especially on this latest offering, featuring some of the finest jazz cats in Canada. In fact, during a recent talk with Neon Jazz, this is what Al had to say about his latest offering.
When the opportunity came by, we would go into the studio and just completely off the cuff, and didn't have tunes picked or anything, and meet the people and play a little bit and turn the recorder on, and that's what happened. So it was more like it was nothing planned, if you know what I mean. The tunes were not laid out or anything. We just named some tunes that everybody was comfortable with, and away we went.
Known as the elder statesman of jazz trumpet in Alberta, he is always nailing it, playing a sweet and melodic trumpet solo, composing and arranging for a big band, small ensemble or orchestral work, performing one-take sessions on recordings, or mentoring young musicians. He has recorded as a sideman on 26 albums and recently released his first solo album featuring himself and old friend Tommy Banks called It's About Time at the age of 80, and the album received a Jumo nomination in 2016. Over the years, he has been the grand compliment to whoever he's played with, and he's jammed with so many, like Dizzy Gillespie, Diana Krall, Paul Anka, Rosemary Clooney, PJ Perry, and the list goes on. Al's career has had many milestones and accomplishments that have helped him to be the musician he is today. In his 70s, Al was the music director of the CBC television show On Stage, and he toured Japan with Frank Mills and his orchestra. These days, Al remains active in the music scene as a performer, clinician, a teacher, arranger, and studio artist. Always a delight to have Al on the show. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is always keeping the jazz torch alight with a new breed of musician pushing jazz forward, from Eddie Moore to Herman Mahari, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, making sure you get the jazz in your diet to keep your soul content. From Charlie Parker's classic quintet with Miles Davis between 1947 and 50, this is double bassist Tommy Potter with Scuttlebutt off a CD charting his final sessions. Thank you.
My name is Al Muirhead, and I'm a Canadian jazz trumpet player. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was trombonist, theater, film, and television actor Conrad Janis with his Tailgate 5. That was the tune Millenburg Joys. This New York-born talent was the son of a mother who was a writer, and his father was an art dealer and also a writer. The arts were in his blood. Throughout his busy life, he always kept an eye on keeping traditional jazz alive, but he was really best known for playing Mindy McConnell's father, Frederick, on Mork and Mindy. And he showed up many times on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson and even had 8 sold-out performances at Carnegie Hall. From a versatile cat who could play the trumpet, cornet, and guitar, this is the great Bobby Hackett back in 1958, giving you all of you with all of him. You dig?
McDonald, vocalist and composer based in Brooklyn, New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Understand me. Oh, what heart
That was the powerful jazz pipes of Helen Merrill with the song Bye Bye Blackbird off a 2016 CD called The Nearness of You. So her recording career is over 60 years in the making, playing with everyone under the proverbial jazz sun. Born in New York City to Croatian immigrants, she started singing in jazz clubs in the Bronx at 14, and by the age of 16, she was a full-time musician. Her recording debut was with the tune A Cigarette for Company with the Earl Hines Band, and from there she never looked back. The smoke was curling. From a modern star on the saxophone and a man with the voice needed in these modern American political times, this is Noah Preminger with the cut Women's March off his latest 2017 album called Meditations on Freedom. And this album is responding to the current volatile political climate in America. As we slip into the track, we caught up with Noah about this new recording, and this is what he had to say.
Hopefully, if I can get this record into certain people's hands, maybe they'll take notice and also kind of protest, you know, stand up for what they believe in. And just as a normal, you know, average human being that cares about others, I felt like this was a project that needed to be done. We'll be right back.
I'm Noah Preminger. I'm a jazz saxophonist. Always check out Joe Dimino's Neon Jazz.
That was Jamaican alto saxophonist and composer Joe Harriott with the song Fascinating Rhythm, and that was his style, off a 2012 CD dubbed Essential Jazz Masters. This cat started out in the world of bebop, pushing the envelope, and took that thing right over the edge as the leader in a free-form jazz movement. When he left Jamaica, he went to the UK and lived there for the rest of his life, working with cats like Dizzy Reese. And as most jazz cats confess, Charlie Parker was his main influence. He developed a style that fused Bird with his own Jamaican blend of calypso, and he grew very much so into that sound. From a pianist that had his signature style of cool, this is Sadiq Hakim with the tune A Pearl for Errol, next on this gem of a show, Moving Forward, Upward, and Onward. Thank you.
Finlayson, trumpeter and composer from New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz live with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was saxophonist Steve Marcus, or as the world would call him, the Count, with his outfit known as The Project back in 2007 with the song House of Cads. He was a bona fide godfather of jazz, rock, fusion, and over his life he played with the legendary drummer Buddy Rich, and he was his featured soloist for the last 12 years of Buddy's life. Dutch jazz drummer Eric Inkey, joined by his outfit The Jazz Express, is next. This is the 2009 song Papa off his CD Expressions in Time. Next on this hour of jazz, running a bit low on time, but full of gusto. We'll be right back. This is Chicago-based jazz trumpet cat Marcus Rutz with the 2015 tune, A Short Stop in Cleveland, off his CD Second Impression. And one has to wonder about the foreshadowing of a tune like this with the Cubs beating the Indians for the 2016 World Series title. Perhaps Marcus is also a bit psychic. And it's with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that is always giving us his alto break in style, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pal Joey on the radio.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We always dig it. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.